and you are picked up, Michelle.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, it's the Rad Reality Show, Manic Monday. Manic Monday. Okay, player, don't play Manic Monday. Wait, give me a second, guys. It's not wanting to play it. There it is. Oh, wait, I stopped it. Oh, no. Michelle, my
what?
Switchboard is gone. My switchboard
is
going crazy. Oh, no. And I have lots of things planned on it.
What is
it
doing?
No, it just won't let me do it. Okay, give me a second.
Oh, no.
We got to start this right.
Okay, yeah, I know we got to start it right. It's an important day today. Well, every day
is
important.
It's,
every
day
is important.
Day
is extra special.
There it goes. I got it. Address her first. I am so sorry that the Eagles lost yesterday. But you know, I'm happy. So that's what matters. I mean, and the Patriots. The Patriots
won on Thanksgiving.
Wait, they didn't win on Thanksgiving. They slaughtered.
Yes, they did. They slaughtered. Yay!
I mean,
they didn't look so good in the first half, but I'll tell you one thing: the second half, they were on point.
I wasn't rubbing it in, and just giving. Yeah, you can in a few. Let us talk, and then we'll open the phone lines up, and people can call in. And Panther, get ready to call in around 7:30, if you can, please. 7:30. I think maybe a little sooner. I don't know. We got lots to talk about. And I think we should kick it off with a little tribute to a person. Not a tribute. This is, and you might have to play this for her because today is.
Your birthday, it's my birthday too, yeah. They say it's your birthday, we're gonna have a good time. I'm glad it's your birthday, happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Mama Costa.
Happy birthday, Mama Costa. She's awesome.
You know what?
We had a good time. I took her out this weekend. We went on like a chartered bus with all these, with this like Portuguese club that I'm associated with. We took like everybody with us, and we drank, and we ate, we had such a good time. We went to Foxwoods, which is like the largest casino, and we took Mom out, and we just had a good time. And then tonight, we had like a nice dinner, and my pops took her out for like a little, like a coffee, because they like to have a little coffee. And then she's going to come back in a little bit, and we're going to have cake for her.
I think Justice wished her a happy birthday in Portuguese.
Yes, parabéns.
P-A-R-A-B-E-N. Yeah, parabéns. How do you say
parabéns.
It?
Yep. Parabéns.
Parabéns. Parabéns, mama Casta.
No, parabéns. Parabéns. Parabéns.
Parabéns.
Parabéns.
Parabéns.
Yeah.
Parabéns. Okay.
Yes,
there's my lesson of Portuguese.
There you go.
Three.
Good job.
Each week we should do a new word.
Okay. We can do that. We can do that. I can do like a sentence, and then we can do like a contest. The person that can make a sentence out of the words, like maybe, like, you know, that would be kind of fun.
Yeah,
like
cool.
I could teach one word, like
she
one word or a phrase
R,
a week, or like a phrase a week.
I can't even speak English always correctly, so I bet I will never be able to do this. Okay, We got another tribute too, and I've talked to you. Yeah, and this one is a sad one. And I have to say, this is somebody that we really lost a funny man this week.
Yes.
He was on one of the most popular TV shows, I think, you know, for like the 70s, Police Squad. And I'm trying to find – I have these things organized. This is so stupid about it. But I'm going to play this and play a couple clips real quick.
Okay.
Can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
We lost a great actor, Leslie Nielsen. We will miss you. Rest in peace. And our prayers and goes out to his family. He was pretty old.
I loved him on Airplane, and I loved him on Naked Gun. Like, seriously, all of them, they were awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I looked at his bio, and there was too many to mention, but especially Airplane. I, as I played the clip just now, Don't Call Me Shirley. You know,
I love that quote.
Yeah, everyone got used to him, and we really did miss – we've lost, a true comic, you know, when it comes – because Naked Guns were hilarious. And if – did you ever watch Police Squad? Police Squad, it was like – I wasn't
even born then, but I might have watched some episodes, but I don't really quite remember that. I like remember Airplane, and I really remember Naked Gun.
See, Police Squad was kind of like the TV show that the Naked Gun, I believe, if I remember correctly, and I bet Paul can maybe answer this, because I don't know why. Paul probably was, you know, can remember stuff like this. But I believe Police Squad was kind of like his show that the Naked Gun was like formatted by it, you know what I mean? I think his character was from this police squad. So yes,
I'm sure he was awesome in whatever he did because he was a funny guy. So.
And I do want to say, hey, there's some cool people in the chat room. There's so many to mention. Kathy, Christina, that's Tina to
hey,
you.
Hey, everybody in the chat room.
Patty, Mappy, Paul, Jess, Panther. I'm not looking at the Jen, and everyone else who's there. Welcome to the show.
Welcome.
We're going to be getting a call around 6:45, I know, from Cowboy. 6:45, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock this time. We should be getting a call from Cowboy. But if Panther calls in around, I'm looking around 7:30, hoping she will want to call in real quick. And we'll be talking
yes,
to Mr. Todd, what's going on. Get us the lowdown, what's happening. But I do want to talk with Michelle for a little bit. And we're going to probably open the phone lines and ask you guys to call in, too, if you want to. But first of all, Thanksgiving. How was your Thanksgiving?
Yes. Oh, I had a fantastic Thanksgiving. I spent it with my mother and father and a couple family members, some cousins. But, oh, my God, I had the best food. And then, you know, like, what's the best is leftovers, right? So I've been eating leftovers. I've been stuffed. Okay, because it's Portuguese food. It's like ridiculous. So good.
You know,
how about yours?
I actually sat with mom for we watched the Patriots, or we watched the Macy's
yes, and I watched
parade,
the Patriots game, of course.
We watched the Macy's parade. I got over there to watch the ending of the Macy's parade, and I just couldn't get her to talk to me, and like the Santa Claus, whenever Santa to me. I don't know. You've watched Miracle on 34th Street, right?
Yeah, it's been a while, but I watched it a long time ago.
Well,
they used to have it all the time,
movie,
like on around Christmas time.
Yeah, that movie, that Santa Claus, in my opinion, Macy's Santa Claus is the true Santa Claus. I mean, because you know, I love that movie, and whenever we see the parade and he comes out, that's when Christmas in my you know, house starts. We decorate the tree. We get happy. We start. Like tomorrow, I just can't wait to watch Rudolph. Anyways, I talked to mom about that, and she wasn't responding to me. Mom, her Alzheimer's was really good. I'm gone.
Really?
Now, when we started to eat, she kind of got up a little bit, but she was really crying on me, and she wants to come home, but we can't bring her home. So she's really depressed, and it's hard for me to get used to it. But it was a good time.
Well, at least you got to spend time with her, which sounds good.
Yeah, that was the key. I did cook my own turkey on Friday, though. And, yes, I did.
How'd that come out?
So I can cook. I mean, I told you guys I need to go out for Master Chef. I think that would be my ideal reality show.
So it came out good?
I actually think... And I've had leftovers Saturday and Sunday. And
aren't they the best leftovers ever?
I love turkey. I can eat turkey all the time. So, yes, I'm glad everyone had – hope everyone else had a good Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I hope so.
And everything. So, Mappy says she's oppressed. So, yeah, I mean, I'm going to cook a roast tomorrow too. So, I could. My mom – that's one thing I tell people. My mom did teach me. But you know what? I know you appreciate this story, Michelle.
What's up?
My mom, when we were sitting there, we were talking about football because, you know, the football game was on. And,
yeah.
Or I was talking about football. And she, out of the blue, she goes, yeah, I met Joe Montana. we met Joe Montana. And she couldn't go home until I got his autograph. For her to say it out of the blue, we were talking about the Bears and, you know, the Patriots and the Lions to refer to come out with Joe Montana's name. I just thought that was cute.
That's so funny.
But, you know, that's how she is right now. She's really random. Very random.
It's football associated.
Right, I know, but, I mean, there's other stuff that I'm talking about that she's really random.
Yeah.
Anyways, there was something else I was going to talk to you about. And now I remember what it was.
Okay.
So do you think Louis is going to win his boxing match this week versus not, you know, his first guy got, you know, the first guy, the DJ guy?
Yeah. Yeah.
He quit on him.
Get out. No, I did not. Last time I saw it, because Louis's been putting up posts about it, and I've seen that it's with that DJ. Wait, so he quit on him, so what's going on now?
Now he got another, some a reality star. I can't remember who it was, though. But some reality, another reality star from a show is going to fight him. And there's a match still going on, the boxing matches. And this Saturday, and everything. So it should be interesting. I'm looking forward to this whole thing. As Matthew said, yeah, I can't remember who he said. But if you listen to last night's show, you know what, Michelle, I have to tell you something. Me and Louie has really clicked as people. And you know how you and me click? I think you and me click good, too.
Yeah.
We're starting to click. And it's really
awesome.
And even Ashley, I mean, I really want to say thank you. And the numbers, the show's numbers for being, like, in this time of the year, usually the show numbers really dwindle. They've been
Big Brother's not on.
Yeah, but they've been consistently good.
That's
and
what
I
want
to say thank you to.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. And I told Louis last night that his show was the best one this week. So we're going to have to do something to outdo Louis' show. You know, Michelle, you know,
okay.
I'm just challenging you. I'm challenging you. I mean, his numbers were
really
good.
I don't think I need to be challenged.
Oh, I know. I'm just joking with you.
I'll tell you one thing. My birthday is exactly a month from today.
Oh, yes. And last year, we had some fun. We had some
fun.
Yeah,
I think, I don't know if it falls on a, I don't know if it falls on a Monday. Let me find out. Because
yeah, I was wondering
probably,
about that.
It might fall on a Mondays.
But, thank you guys. Let me do this. I'm going to...
No, it doesn't.
While she looks up that, I'm going to play
it does
my
not.
Favorite clip. It's an out, but we can still celebrate it on Monday.
Exactly.
I mean, we can always celebrate it. But let's do this quick drop.
Let's do it.
And we love these drops. That's one of the reasons I think I play them all the time. And House Mouse, if you're... House Rodent, if you're around... we need some new ones.
Hey, House Rodent fans. HR, the Big Brother House Rodent here, and you're listening to Ron Rad and Michelle. Michelle? My sweet angel, Michelle?
No, HR, Michelle Costa from Big Brother 10.
Yeah, the Michelle who liked to fold pillows and had trouble saying Lana. Oh, I remember her, the Portuguese princess.
That's right, HR, and you would have known that sooner if you just read the script instead of staring at pictures of Rachel and trying to do an ad-lib.
One of these days, Squirrel, I'm going to shave your tail and bring you down to earth with the rest of us.
Just read the script, HR.
You're listening to Manic Monday on the Rad Reality Show with Ron Rad and Michelle Costa. Happy now, you stupid squirrel.
It's just another Manic Monday. Oh, what is the Sunday? Because today is one of Michelle's fun days. When they talk about
Chip. Stop singing. You're going to make people's dogs howl.
Oh, you're no fun, Uncle HR.
I love that. I just love
Me
that.
Me too. You know what's so funny is that there was this, like, flea market that opened up, like, down the street from my house, and they have a commercial on the radio, and the commercial is the same voice as the house wrote it. And it's the funniest thing. It's like they claim that they're a flea and come to the big flea market, blah, 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 blah. Oh, my God. Every time I hear it, I think about the house wrote it. It's hilarious.
I don't even know what to say on that.
It's like exactly the same. I felt like it was the house rodent.
Maybe it is. Isn't it
I know. That's why I'm putting it out there. If the house rodent wants to say if they're now a mascot in Cumberland, Rhode Island, let us know.
Yeah, let us know, house rodent.
Because
he does listen to the show, and he is, you know, a supporter of the show. Okay, do we want? I see numbers there, and they ain't pushed the one, so they're not ready to talk yet. But if
well,
you,
you
want to
talk about
okay.
football, do you want to talk about that TMZ like story?
Oh, yeah.
I'm the one that posted that on Twitter.
Okay, first of all, wait, is Lisa in the chat room? If Lisa's not in the chat room, it's not going to be funny because I'm going to talk to Lisa. I need to talk to Lisa about it. Oh, shoot. Lisa's not in the chat room. Okay, because Lisa, yesterday, Erica, you know Erica from Big Brother, she posted a message saying, thank God that, you know, her prayers were answered. Okay? And Lisa, you know, Leanne, you know, from the Lisa Cruz, she posted that God doesn't like football. You know, he doesn't watch football. And I said, yeah, I think he does. I mean, I know he's a Bears fan. I mean, because I've prayed to him quite a bit, and, you know, he's answered my prayers. Now, he doesn't answer the prayers all the time. But your TMZ article came up then, and I started to crack up laughing because it shows you football players even blame God. So what do you think about Steve Johnson blaming God for missing that ball?
I was, like, so confused at the story because I was like, is that really true? Like, could he really say that and say that, like, to reporters? And do you know what I think I saw today? That the coach gave him the game-winning ball, I think. Wait.
How could he? They lost.
Wait, I don't know. Maybe it's a different football player. The one that got in the fight. I'm sorry, I'm confusing it. Remember that
Andrew
huge
Johnson.
Fight that happened yesterday?
Yeah,
you know,
wasn't that awesome?
That was crazy. I haven't seen anything like that in football in a long, long time. Oh, they're showing it right now as I'm watching right now. I'm sorry. It was the Houston Texans. They won, right?
Yeah. It was.
Yeah okay,
that,
sorry.
That was crazy.
But here's a game-winning ball to him. Sorry, I'm confusing the stories. My apologies, but that was crazy, right? Like, they were, like, throwing helmets off, and I was like, what?
First of all, I never saw somebody, you know, do, like, yank off the hill. I really don't know who to blame to start the fight, because it sounds like the guy that, the defensive back guy, it sounds like he's a punk, and that he's done it before to, you know, him, and he's, you know, he likes to trash talk. So, I mean, it was crazy, and Johnson, man, he just destroyed him. I mean,
yeah, like, and then, like, they both get ejected, but the guy ends up, the coach ends up getting him the game-winning ball. Like, that's probably not a good thing to do. But to go back on the other story, like, how are you going to blame God for that? Like, that's kind of crazy. Like, I was hoping, I actually was like, really like, oh, my God, let the Buffalo Bills win. And then this guy says this, it's like, oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, I think he was probably joking about it, and he probably was not being serious, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but see how fast the guy was TMZ? It's not like, you know, I don't think he would joke about something like that and, like, say it a lot. I don't know. He was probably frustrated because they lost. And he probably said it not wanting to say it, but he was frustrated that they lost because he wouldn't have said that they won. You know what I mean?
Right. And it was interesting. I just thought it was funny coincidence too. So I just really believe, you know, God does watch football, and he's a Bears fan though. I still think.
I think he watches football, but I can't go on the Bears fan thing, but. I am going to predict Bears take on the Patriots in the Super Bowl.
My computer is playing music. Oh, no.
What kind of music?
What's happening? You hear it?
Yeah.
It's from Blog Talk Radio. I still had the front page open. okay, sorry.
I was like, I thought you were going to play a trick on me. I'm like, okay.
No, I just started to talk, and I'm like, normally.
That's so random.
Yeah, I know. That's what's so funny. But you know what? I do think that God does watch it, but you know what? I don't think he likes the Bills because, I mean, think about me, Super Bowl.
I just don't think he really has much to do with, like, passes and stuff like that, but.
Yeah, I know. Me either. I'm just joking. but now, I do want to ask this question. What do you think about cheating in the NFL and how the Patriots are being accused of it?
No, they're not being accused of it. Josh McDaniels is. And
yeah, but
they're
then,
they're trying to connect him with the Patriots. It has nothing to do with the Patriots. It's got to do with Josh McDaniels. So if you want to ask a proper question, make sure you ask it properly.
Wait. No, but they're being accused now of it from Josh McDaniels.
No.
Saying that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Because he's being accused of it. He's trying to go back in time and connect himself with what that incident was before, which was already straightened out, because he's trying to get himself out of it. That's what I'm trying to say. And that's exactly what
right.
he said. But he's with a team before, and that whole incident got taken care of, so that's what I'm saying. What he does after the fact can't be blamed on the Patriots. He was well aware of the situation, and so that would make him...
But what if the Patriots have done it before? I mean, I'm just asking...
Well, that's
odd.
Hasn't that all been cleared up? Like, there was kind of like... where we were fine, but it wasn't found that we did. So but it was just another claim of somebody else who was with the Patriots before, which was Mangini. Thank you.
Okay. I just wanted to let you clarify, because I know you are a huge Patriots
fan. I can't really clarify anything. I'm just stating facts of what
I mean, on TV.
What goes on behind the view of...
No.
Cameras that show on TV. I have no idea, but that's just what I assume.
No, I didn't mean clarify. I didn't mean clarify meaning like that. I mean, I just wanted you to, because I know you tweeted about it, you know, and everything.
No, I didn't tweet about that because I didn't actually find out about that till
I thought you tweeted about blaming cheaters on champions.
No, I said everybody hates a champion. That's what I said.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and I thought
it
was about that.
No, it was commentators that talk about the Patriots all the time. So it was just one of the
NFL
commentators.
That's
yeah.
what I wanted to clarify.
Yeah,
okay.
No. You know, there's a couple of them that always, like, make jabs, like, especially the Steelers ex-coach. He always has, Bill Cowher, he always has something to say about the Patriots, so that's why I made that comment.
Ah, okay. See, now we got that clarified. I thought you were talking about that story.
No,
okay,
I didn't even know about that
until
after the fact.
Oh, that's cool. How about this? We got to talk about this, and then we'll start talking Toys for Tots. And
yeah.
Can't
believe Toys for Tots.
Amazing Race. Are you hungry for sushi as much as I am after the Amazing Race?
I love sushi. And after I watched that last night, I was like, I want some sushi. I love, love, love sushi.
Yeah, so... Are you cheering? Who are you cheering for in the Amazing Race? Who do you think?
Well, I like Nat and Kate, and I like Carly, and what's her name? Is it Jen?
Brittany.
No, the house, the Homes Shopping Network girls. But I really don't like that Thomas guy, and I don't know. I just think he's a douchebag for U-turning, because I think his excuse was ridiculous, and I think that the guy that quit with the girl, I can't remember his name, but the
Mitch.
Quitter.
Yeah,
I don't like
that,
him, so
Louis,
I really... Yeah.
Louis called him a douche, and he said...
Yeah,
no,
he is the biggest douchebag.
So...
like, I don't know. I just thought it was messed up that he was, like, talking shit to her. Like, oh, hurry up, you have asthma, blah, 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 suck it up. Like, he doesn't know what it's like. I don't have it. I don't know what asthma's like. But then he goes and naps on the boat. Like, how are you to sit there and say that to her, and then you end up sleeping and then wanting to quit, and you're just lucky enough that you didn't get, like, thrown out. It was a non-elimination. You know?
Yeah, that's the funny part. When he shows up and he and they say that it's a non-elimination, he almost looks like he was sad. Like, man, why do I have to keep on racing? You know, and I've asked Louie if has anybody ever quit before. So, I mean...
I don't think so.
I mean, I almost wish he would walk out. So, that's... We don't want to spend too much time with him.
Well, like, it sucks for, like... That sucks for the girl because it's like, you know, she's obviously trying hard and going through all the challenges and whatever.
Right.
And he's, like, pissing out, being, like, the jerk. And she doesn't want to quit, and he does. And that sucks that she picked a partner like him, but...
We need to talk about this, too, real quick. Yeah, Louie, I was going to mention this to you. Louie was upset that he wasn't on All-Stars. Just to let you know.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised that he wasn't.
Yeah, he said that he wants to be, he wished he was. So I was going to mention that to you. Hey, so Survivor is going to be interesting this week, too. Do you think two people are going to go home, or do you think it's just a ruse for us to believe it?
Well, you know, anything can happen. So I think maybe because it was like the Thanksgiving weekend that possibly two people will go away.
No, but they said they're going to quit.
Oh, really?
In the commercial. Have you not seen the commercial?
Yeah, I did see the commercial, but it's kind of vague, you don't think?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. Do you think it's a ruse of us trying to believe that to maybe go home, but that, you know, he talks them out of it? And
I don't know. I think maybe the way they show the commercial is not going to be the way it comes out when we watch it. So I'm kind of...
It always happens that way.
Yeah, so I don't know.
So, I mean...
I'm kind of like in the fence with this one.
So, yeah, I mean, I definitely think...
Yeah.
I definitely think it's going to be an interesting show, though. And it's going to be an interesting, I think, finale this year. Survivor seems to be interesting to me. Okay. What other shows are you watching real quick?
I'm watching, let me think. Oh, I Love Money. And then
wait,
the
end. I want to talk to that real quick then. Because since I've lost my Dish Network, I haven't been able to watch it. Have they got to the finale yet?
No.
Okay.
Britannia just left last week. And who else left? Britannia left because she was the last one on one of the competitions. And then I think Six Gates left.
Okay, so that stupid guy's still in there.
Punisher, Hot Wings, Mindy, and I think Brooklyn.
Oh, I hope that Mindy wins. Because I really don't want Punisher.
No.
Are you watching?
You know, he's playing a good game, so at this point I'm like, well, I don't know. He might deserve it.
Are you watching?
It's like a Russell thing. It's like a Russell Survivor thing.
I got you. No, I mean, I don't. Like I said, since I've lost it, I'm going to try to catch up with it on like Surf the Channel. And but are you watching Cutthroat?
Yes, I am.
How are they? I
can't remember the last ones that left.
Because
I don't think it was on last because of the holiday.
Yeah, I left off when Brandon left.
Yeah, I don't think they.
Really,
I think the week after that was. The holiday just passed, so it should be on, like, this week sometime. Because I think it lands on a Thursday.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'll catch up with that. I think MTV shows theirs online. I don't know.
You think they're boring, you said?
What?
Would you say you think they're boring?
No, I had to check it out. I hope they
do. And then I started watching Bridalplasty.
What?
With Shannon Moakley, which Shannon Moakley is from Rhode Island, and she's was a former Miss America, something even bigger than that. I don't know, maybe Miss World. But she was married to like a rocker guy, and I don't remember what his name is. Anyway, it's about brides who are engaged, and they want to get plastic surgery, and they also want to get the dream wedding, so they do competitions. It was like the first episode last week.
I know Top Chef All-Stars starts, too, and I'm looking
forward
to
that. Yeah, Thursday, I think.
Yeah. Is it Thursdays, or is that a Wednesday show.
Wednesdays or Thursdays. I know it's coming up soon.
Did you watch Desserts?
I watched a few weeks of it, but I haven't watched the couple of weeks that have probably passed.
Okay, because, yeah, the finale was last week, and it was interesting.
Oh, really? Who won?
Jerry Garcia says Wednesday. Who won?
Yeah.
The one guy, one of Team Divas, I forget his name.
The Brazilian guy, the tall guy?
Yeah, one, he was the, yeah.
Madison or?
No, not him. Oh, help me, somebody. It started with an E, I think. He was part of Team Diva. You know, the
yeah, but I can't remember their names.
I'm trying to be politically correct. And I call him a word. He was taller guy. He wasn't a really blonde headed. He was like brown headed. I can't remember his name. I didn't want him to win. I wanted the girl or Morgan. Morgan is the one that you are thinking.
Oh yeah, Morgan. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but he didn't win. No. The other guy did.
Oh my.
I know, that's what I thought, too, because Morgan was the best, I think. And the girl, I liked her, too. Okay, I think it's time to talk a little Toys for Tots, because I think we have Panther on the line, and even though she didn't push the one.
Push her.
She dropped off. So I'm going to bring her up, and Cowboy should be coming along, too.
He should be coming.
This is you, Panther, right? 603?
Hello?
Oh, I guess it's not. Is that you, Panther?
This isn't a Panther. Last time I checked.
I thought you were a Panther.
Nope, and I didn't even hit one. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, no problem. Hey, you want to say hey to everyone?
Definitely. Hey, Michelle. My name is Troy. How are you?
Hi, is it Troy?
Yes.
Hey, Troy, how are you?
Very good. I'm a New Hampshire native, so I'm glad to say hi to you, and I look forward to meeting you this coming Friday.
Nice. Are you going to be there?
I plan on it.
Oh, great. Well, I'm going to be arriving probably around, 9 o'clock, but I hear there's a dancing going on and a big party, so it's going to be a lot of fun. And then we're going to be doing the parade Saturday.
And you're doing the thing on Sunday as well, right? The actual toy drive?
I actually am not going to be able to make it. I have to leave late Saturday.
Oh.
Yeah,
well,
I'm bummed out about it, too.
I'll be there Friday.
Are you going to be there on Saturday for the parade as well?
Unfortunately, no, I can't. I got to work.
Oh, okay. Well, you know where the event's going to be on Friday, right?
Can you repeat that? I'm sorry. I didn't catch that.
I said you know where we're going to be having the, I think there's a live band or something on Friday, right?
The Elks Lodge.
Yes.
Yeah. Panther and Cowboy will be, I'm hoping Panther is going to call in.
Yeah, hopefully Panther calls in. I'm going to text her because she has all the information. I don't know exactly where everything is.
She's in the chat room. She's listening to us. So she's been in the chat room. So, Panther, we need you to call in for people to know. But I think she wants maybe, I know Cowboy is going to, I know Cowboy has some stuff. Well, Panther says no, she doesn't want to call in.
Right.
So I guess I think maybe she wants to cut. No, Friday is the lodge. Call in, Panther. It's
okay,
it's
the lodge.
Going. You talk to
Panther. Because I don't have all the details. So, you know, I just know that the parade's on at 6 o'clock. I know there's a party going on Friday night and that there's a live band on Saturday night.
Yeah,
and Sunday is the Toys for Tots drive event. So,
and Cowboy's calling in a few, and but he had to do a dinner for work, so he was unable to call in. So here's Panther, and Panther has all the information.
The Panther with the plan.
Panther has all the information. So we will let Panther talk. But I do have one quick question before we start talking about the actual event. Now, Panther, there is ways that people can send you money, right, this year? Or I know you've Michelle mentioned about toys. So if people ain't going to be able to go, let's start with that. I want to make sure people know about how.
Well, I've had people ask me if they can wire money to me. So I'm trying to find somewhere because I don't really know like the whole wiring thing, but I think you go somewhere and you get like a number or something, and they can wire money and they want me to buy toys with that and bring it with me, because I guess it doesn't take long to send it. That's why they wire the money. So I'm gonna try to find one place that if people want to wire money to, and then I'll go out and get gifts and bring it with me by Friday, then we could do that. I just need to find one place that can take wire.
Western.
I don't really know. I'm going to have to research that.
Western Union is a great place to do it.
Oh, okay. I know places that take Western Union. I just go there and, like, ask for their location and stuff like that, correct?
I believe they can give you a code. They'll give you like a number, and it's a claim number, and then you just go there, you might be your name even. You know, you can just say, I can't remember. It's happened to me a couple times, but Panther, is there other ways that you've set up?
Well, I wasn't gonna do it this way, but because I didn't know how to do it until Big John explained it to me. But I do have a PayPal account.
So, I mean, so they could give you PayPal money?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, I have a PayPal account.
Go ahead.
I thought you said hold on, sorry. I have a PayPal account. They can put it in there. Usually I have a P.O. box, but the people that I used to go through have gone out of business, so we don't even have the P.O. box this year. And
just
every year
sure
that we say,
PayPal.
You know,
just when you do PayPal, make sure you get a hold of Panther. Don't do it to me.
Yeah, because you just have to give, like, the username, correct, Panther?
Yeah,
do you know
I
how
have
that
to
work?
Give out my email address, I guess. It goes through my email address, I guess. I honestly don't know how that works. I use my PayPal to pay out, not to receive.
But
I guess
how they do it. Yeah, there is a way.
Big John
just said it
goes to my email address, so.
Right, it is. It's your email address that you have signed up with. And make sure they give it as a gift. So contact Panther if you want that. And just make sure you do it through her, when I'm trying to say, and everything. Okay. I'm going to let you guys just talk. Michelle, I'll let you guys talk. I'm kind of lost on where we want to go. I mean, I want to wait for Cowboy because I know Cowboy has stuff he wants to talk about, right, Panther? And you want him to talk about it? Or do you want to? What do you want to
Well, maybe Panther should talk about the different events that's going on daily and, you know.
Let me see who's
like
calling
that.
And that may be him. Hold on.
Yeah, I just know, I know Cowboy had stuff he wanted to share. So I wanted to make sure we do this correctly. Let's do this. I'm going to take a quick break while we wait for Panther.
All righty.
I'll figure out something we can play. You know what? I don't even have an old Toys for Tots. I thought maybe I had an old Toys for Tots thing. But
that we had last year, your thing?
Yeah. Here, let's do this one.
This is Big Brother All-Star Howie, and you're listening to the Rad Reality Show with Big Ron.
Wow. All right, I'm back.
Okay.
Hey.
We took a quick break. So, Panther, what do you want to start with?
Where do I begin?
Where do you want to begin?
Where do I begin and how nice do I be?
That's up to you. Just the views and points of what comes out of Panther's mouth is not the views and points of what everyone on the. I'm just joking.
I am.
Disclaimer.
my disclaimer.
Know, right? That sounds like a disclaimer to me. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm totally not in the contract.
Yeah, so, I mean, you can pretty much say whatever you want.
Yeah, no,
or you
want
to wait for Cowboy to say it, too?
Yeah, I'm gonna let Cowboy make the announcement.
Okay, so you want to talk about the events?
You want to talk about just the timing of the different events?
Friday night, we're doing a dinner for $20, and we're going to have a DJ and some raffles. Saturday, we're going to do the parade. After the parade, we're going to go have food, and I have a band for Saturday night. Sunday is the actual Toys for Tots event, where you bring a toy or a $5 donation. The dinner is $20 a head, $30 per couple. Children 10 and under eat free. Saturday night after the parade, the after party is going to be a $5 donation.
And that breaks it all down. What about, so on Sunday, it's going to be an all-event thing with food and everything, correct? So everybody knows
about
that?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
that means $5 as many toys as possible. Last year we collected so many toys. We had a lot of, we had June's song that donated all those toys.
And by the way, June is doing a repeat of last year.
It was awesome. So if anybody can get in touch with Panther or me, because I've gotten actually a couple people that have Facebooked me, and we can figure out something, whether it goes to PayPal or whatever, and we'll make sure we get the toys. Like I said, I need people to let me know by the latest Thursday late night.
Yeah, because you're leaving right from work Friday, correct?
Yeah, correct.
Are you guys going to have a float this year for the parade?
We're not going to have a float. We're going to just... I think it worked out better last year that we don't do a float.
We just walked, but it was cool because we had, like, you know, there was, like, a lot of cute things, like Julie Chen, and it was just decorated to the max with the whole Big Brother theme. So it was really, really cool. You guys did an awesome job.
But it all fell apart. You know, it got weatherized.
Yeah, but you know what? It was weather. It was snowing, remember? But it turned out so great. So
I think it's just better that we just make up a bunch of flyers and let you guys pass them out to promote Sunday, just like you did last year, and just pay attention to, you know, walk in and kind of mingling with everybody last year. I think it's just too much to try and do a float and mingle with everybody. So we're just going to do the mingle part. And Michelle will be popping Pringles.
Yes. Make you tingle. And Mama Casa will be joining, so this will be her second year. She's going to be she's an alumni now.
Yes, she is.
She needs to, then everyone make sure you wish her a happy birthday.
Yeah, make sure Mama Casa, everybody wishes her a happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Mama Casa.
Yay.
We'll see you on Friday.
Okay. Trying to think. I'm trying to think over here.
What are you thinking about?
I can smell the smoke
all the way over here.
What are you thinking about?
I know what I was going to ask, Panther. Are you doing some kind of chat room for people that can't be there?
Yes, we will be going and doing the same thing that we did last year. We'll go through Tiny Chat, which means as soon as we start firing things up, it will automatically tweet when we go into the chat room.
So people will be alerted when you guys are live?
Yeah, it'll send out a tweet. So you probably want to make sure you're following BB Fan Club on Twitter if you want to.
So that's BB Fan Club at Twitter. You guys can stay live with what's going on there. That's great.
Right.
Are you going
to
do it all
the only thing that we won't be able to do live, unfortunately, is
the parade.
Yep.
Right. Because that's hard. That would take a little too much stuff to do then. But
I'll try to make sure I can keep maybe take some pics. But the only thing that's rather darkish, so I don't know if it's going to come out. But
right.
Yeah, I mean, so I remember last year, that was kind of fun. I wasn't able to get there, and I went in the chat room, and I'll probably hang in the chat room because this year, again, I'm unable to get there this year. My health has been really bad, and you guys all know that. So I was planning on staying in the chat room and at night and hanging with the people that are in there waiting, you know. And this year I'll make sure I don't fall asleep in the chat room, Panther.
Hey.
Anybody that remember last year?
And Alita probably will know who you are this time.
Oh, that was actually her birthday.
Oh, was it?
That was
I can't remember who it was, but it was hilarious, that moment. You have to put that clip if you can.
That was my birthday.
You know, I was while we wait for Cowboy.
Can you put that clip on?
Yeah, I was thinking about that. Let me see if I can find it, because it's not Thunderdome. I'm trying to remember what we called it.
Boom,
yeah,
boom, boom.
Was
wasn't it boom, boom, boom?
Yes,
yeah,
Jess. It starts at 5 o'clock on Friday night.
Do you know what's the menu for Friday night for people that maybe...
I believe it's chicken cordon bleu and a salad and... green beans.
Green beans.
Probably some rice or something.
Oh, yes, and a brown rice, yes.
You know, I like that chicken.
It was, I think, scallops over the bacon last year. As app. It was yummy.
You guys talk amongst yourself.
Well, I was just saying, it was yummy.
It was yummy.
So, Panther, is the... where is the parade going to run? It's going to run from where we ran it last year?
Yes, it starts at 800 Islington Street in Portsmouth to, I don't know the exact address, but to the middle
school.
We go
through there. I remember we go through the little town. It's so cute.
We went through all of downtown, yes.
And remember we ended up behind a BB something truck?
Oh, my gosh, a truck that the license plate said BB64.
And I said, oh, it's
that's
our future
funny.
Grandkids, BB.
Yes, that was funny.
Yes, it was.
I don't think their BB64 stood for Big Brother, but we took a picture of it anyway.
Yeah, we just thought it was ironic, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really was. Did you see me? Remember I was running up to try and catch up to it to take a picture?
Yep.
That was funny. I left you all in the lurch. I was like, see ya.
That was funny. How was your Thanksgiving?
Mine was good. We actually did it Friday night instead of Thursday, but it was still yummy and a good time and, you know.
Have you been getting leftovers?
No. I just don't have the room for the leftovers. And with Sarah coming in tomorrow, I'm completely a mess.
Oh, no. Why? Hold it together, girlfriend.
I know.
Pop, pop, this. Oh, what a relief it is.
Okay.
Sorry.
That was random.
You're a mess. So I thought you maybe needed a pencil or Elk or Seltzer.
No, my mess is I'm just not organized. I'm not ready yet. I can
I
see
know.
Me pulling an all-nighter tonight.
Oh, boy.
Man, I cannot find it.
I cannot find that clip.
I know the name. I know it's there.
Which clip are you looking
for? Maybe it is Alita.
It's probably under Alita.
It was on my birthday.
Yeah, I know. The thing is, when I do these, I put them just really random, and I've been organizing them and trying to, like, put a for a clip, I'll put a C. But I haven't done them all because I haven't worked on it the past couple weeks. So, I mean, it's like... I hate it. And I know what it is. I know it. I know it's. I know. I thought it was A, I see Thunderdome. Thunderdome is not. Ben, is Thunderdome?
Thunderdome
is not that. That's Thunderdome is the same night when you guys all were yelling.
That's probably it.
No, it's a different one. Me
well, why'd you
my
play
stupidness.
It?
You just keep on talking. Let me try this one.
She was on her way up the stairs. Hold on.
There
yeah,
it.
This is it.
And everything. So, but yeah. I'm glad we did this. This is cool.
Hold on. Here she is. Here she is.
Hello. Good morning. Hello.
Hey. I wanted to really have opportunity to say hey to everyone. And,
who am I talking to?
Okay.
Who am I talking to?
Well, I don't know. Who are you talking to? You've talked to me.
I'm
Alita.
Who the frick are you?
I'm Ron Red. Who the fuck are you?
Are you fucking serious with this shit?
What?
I mean, no. All right, hang on. I don't know good goddamn idiot. What are you saying to me? Who am I talking to?
I just said.
All right.
Who are you talking
to? Oh, you're Ron. Oh, I like you. You're okay. Okay. All right. No, I don't know. I've been drinking, like, lemonade juice. I've been drinking the juice.
Lemonade.
My head's a little fucked up.
Yeah, that's one reason I wanted you to come on. That's why I wanted you to come on the phone, because I thought you'd be funny.
Oh, my gosh.
That is hilarious.
You know what? It's something I'm working on. I really need you guys' help and give me some good categories, because towards the end of this middle of the month, probably like the week before Christmas or probably the week after Christmas, maybe, I would like to do.
Are we
going to
have a year flashback?
I want to do like a award show type deal, though,
really?
And have like funniest clips. Like, that was, that you know, like, that one is definitely a funniest clip of like, you know,
like,
candidate.
Best call-in. Like, that
yeah,
could be under best call-in.
And, like, the best, funniest story of the, you know, or something, you know, there'll be outrageous stuff. So if you guys can give me a list of categories that you want, send it to my Facebook, you know, and kind of, like, give me, a, like, some ideas. And then I'll put a vote page up on the webpage, which you guys don't know the webpage yet. It's theradrealityshow.com. And we will do it. Because, like, I was thinking, like, Cowboy, you know, we had to, I mean, that will definitely be up for an award when Cowboy called in and, you know, had a date with himself.
Yeah.
I mean, that's funny. And one of the other things we're going to be, like, best arguments. Like, I think we had, like, an Alan versus Deb Cakes argument. We have a Michelle Costa versus Ron argument. And we have Kansas versus...
the Survivor?
And then Kansas versus...
Patrick.
Patrick. So those...
Every time they call in.
Yeah.
They get 30 votes in because they got 30 fights in.
I think those are the top ones this year. So it'll be kind of like that kind of stuff. I don't want, you know, like, but, and then another one was like Ron's most embarrassing moment, or I was going to put like me hitting up on Chicken George, you know, type deal and then I was going to give some award like to reality stars that called in, like, most called in reality star. Kind of nominees would be like Ronnie, and we have to think of a couple other ones that, you know, would be put in that. I mean, so we'll do stupid ones, or not stupid ones, but, you know, some, you know, so it should be fun. And we'll do flashbacks.
Yeah, everybody comes up with a good category, let Ron know.
Yeah, I mean, definitely.
And if you have a nominee, anything you guys think of, that after Ron puts up the different categories that you think would be a good nominee, let him know.
Yeah, that's how I'm going to do it, yeah. So I'll then put up the stuff. And the reason we're talking about this is to hope Cowboy will call in soon. Panzer, can you, like, No, wait, he's at a meeting. We don't want to bug him. Cowboy's going
to
call
him. Whatever he was supposed to say, if Panther has more news, because just in case he doesn't call, then if you know what he was going to say. I don't know, because I talked to him like a few days ago. And
I know the A number one thing is to keep Ronnie in the prayer.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Can we talk about that now? I mean, do you know?
I did talk to him a little while ago.
Did you? My phone just got shut off, so I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, he is, hold on a minute. He is getting more tests done.
Did he say whether the swine flu one came back?
They transferred me to another hospital. Apparently, I got the antibiotic resistant strain for the swine flu. Don't know if they're sending me to Charleston. And he says his temp's at 102 and he can't keep anything down. But that's all
he
knows.
Can we catch these people up with what's wrong with them, why we're talking about this in the first place? Because people are listening. Ronnie's become sick, right? Pretty much.
Yeah.
He's in the hospital, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
And
he gets a swine flu.
So what does he have?
Well,
he has a swine flu.
He was being tested
really?
For swine flu.
Yeah.
So make sure you keep.
If anybody can send your prayers to him, you know, that would be great.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know if people know about this yet. So, you know, I just know we need to make sure you guys, you know, say a prayer for him. And we're talking about Ronnie from Big Brother. Yes, now that people are catching up.
Big Brother 11.
Ronnie has, but yeah, Mappy.
He just got a shot to help against the swine flu, but they don't know if he's already had it, so he's not feeling so good.
He
feels better.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just reading the chat room.
And is that a Panther? Or do you have anything else to say about this weekend? Anything about sending gifts or anything about the whole event itself?
Again, the only thing I can suggest for sending gifts is either Western Union it to you, or I think it would be too late to P.O. box anything to you. I don't think it would get to you at this point, because it would be too late.
PayPal
yeah.
to you would be probably one of the quickest ways.
PayPal or a Western Union for Michelle, I mean... It's entirely up to.
Okay, I was hoping Cowboy would call in by now for we can, but I'm gonna go ahead and I do think you need to. Do you want to address it? I mean, or do you want to still hold off for Cowboy?
Let's give him a couple minutes here. It's only 8:03.
Okay, here he is. Good.
There you go.
Good. Cowboy, we were just talking Toys for Tots, and we're waiting for you to make your what you wanted to say. We talked about Ronnie. We've talked about the event itself, what's going on, but the floor is yours pretty much now.
Hi, Cowboy.
Hello. I don't know what y'all have talked about. Basically, I need to spill the guts about everything else, right?
We haven't really talked about Ronnie. We don't know what the update is.
Yeah, we just talked about Ronnie. We haven't really talked about anything. So,
okay.
I mean, we've been looking for you, so I'm like wondering what the big deal is. All right, let's spill the beans.
Well, I mean, there's rumors out there that Brennan and Rachel has, you know, canceled on us. We have lost Enzo, and we have lost Annie, and we supposedly have lost Kathy. So basically, we have lost everybody, and it's kind of hard to get the spirits high and going. But the thing is no matter what, Toys for Tots 2010 is still going to happen. We've got so much events going on. Michelle and I are still going to be there. And we don't want everyone to get discouraged. I mean, the show has to continue to go on. And I just, you know, unfortunately, everybody, that they did confirm that they were coming. And then for some reason, they had to back out. So I want everyone to know it was not made up. They were actually confirmed. And because family reasons or because of the economy like it is, flights could not be purchased. And, I mean, it's tough for everybody. And so, basically, I wanted to let everyone know that we still would love to have your support. And if you was planning on coming for Toys for Tots, we still hope that you come. We still have a great event going on for Friday night. We got dinner. I am going to host entertainment where we're going to get the audience participation. This is for kids. And I know that people was coming to see reality stars. But you know what? This is for the kids as well. And Michelle and I are still going to be in there, ladies and gentlemen. And we would love to have your support on this. And it's already successful. We have raised money, so it's already a lot better than it has ever been. And it's going to be an incredible weekend. Please come out and please do not be upset. We have tried every angle to try to bring in people. And just because of the economy and family situations, people cannot, you know, confirm. So, I'm sorry on so many levels, but this is for children, and we're still going to do it. And 2010 Toys for Tots is still going to be successful, and hopefully with everyone's help, we can make it successful even more.
Hey, I wanted to say something from the chat room just to give you guys a little spirits. You know, Jess is saying my spirits are totally up. So, I mean, you know, Jess is, you know, is 100% behind you guys. I do have to say, you know, and Cowboy, I've given Cowboy some numbers, and we've also tried to, we're hoping maybe somebody can still come through with you. And I know Cowboy, Cowboy's really trying to find somebody else to get there. So don't, like he was saying, it's something that is for the children. And Panther and I
have put a lot of time and effort, and we're not giving up. We have lost sleep over this. But the thing is Panther and I have came to the conclusion the show still has to continue, and you know we're still going to make it successful. And are we upset and sad as well? Absolutely. But it's not the end of the world. And it's already successful. We added another event to this year's Toys for Tots, which is Friday. And we actually added two, didn't we, Panther? I forgot the band for Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
So we did add two different events for Toys for Tots. I'm telling you, the fans, if you come out and support New Hampshire Toys for Tots, I promise you, you will leave happy. And, you know, Michelle and I, we do this every year. Last year we did it, and we're going to interact with you guys. We're going to make you feel like family.
Absolutely.
You know, y'all can be a part of this. And, I mean, I have put so much energy into this. And, you know, I'm not going on a sappy story. You know, we have all things going on with our lives. And, you know, I could be doing things here in Oklahoma because there's always something to be done. But I am getting on a plane, and I'm going to make New Hampshire Toys for Tots very successful this year. And I'm coming into the New Hampshire area early, and Panther and I are going to hit the streets, and we're going to sell tickets. We're going to race toys. We're going to get raffles. We're doing a raffle this year. One of the raffles,
awesome.
I can say this, Southwest Airlines has donated 2 round tickets that will go into the raffle.
There's
so much going to be in the raffle this year.
You guys, obviously did a lot of work, so.
Absolutely.
You know, I know there's a lot of stuff going on in your lives, so thank you so much. And I did not know about this, and, you know, I just found out about it recently, and I'm very saddened by it. But, as I said, we will make the best of it. And if I know, me and Cowboy, we can make it happen. And then me and Panther said we should have audience participation. And I said, perfect. Said if anybody can pull it off, it's us. We can do it. All for a good cause. And in the end, we're still going to make out great. And, you know, when I first did this Tracer Tarts event, I was by myself. And so it really doesn't matter. It matters how much heart somebody has putting into it. And I know that each one of us are going to individually put that in to make it such a great event. So I'm excited to see you and Panther and Alita and
absolutely.
I don't know if John's coming and Sarah and Jess and, you know, I'm upset for the fact that I can't come a lot the whole time because of something just that interference. But I'm going to be able to make it there for a little bit. So I'm super excited about that. And like I said, I have people that are going to be wiring me money. I'm going to make sure I get the information so that you guys can do that and I can bring the toys. And it'll be, if you can't make it there, it'll be just like you're there. And
absolutely.
Follow the chat.
And, you know, and Michelle, and I know that y'all probably have already done this, but I want to do it on a personal level. Ronnie is a good, dear friend of Michelle and I's, and I did hear from him this morning. I have not heard from him this evening. I do know that they have ran tests, and they're basically, I don't think that he'll mind me saying this, but they're testing him for swine flu. And so my heart goes out to him and his wife, Michelle. They're amazing people. He has been at our beck and call trying to get people to come as well. Ronnie is an amazing guy. He puts 100% of energy into helping people. And, you know, and he's still in great spirits. I mean, I think last time Panther talked to him, he was saying, I'm still going to come. But, you know, there's no telling at this moment, you know.
Well,
but
I got a text from, just so you know, Cowboy, I got a text from him this afternoon, actually just about an hour or two ago, and he received the medication against swine flu, but they think that he has taken the antibiotic, and they are thinking about transferring him to another hospital. He has a high fever and cannot keep any food down, but he's doing well, better, but he'll keep me updated. So
to be honest with you, I mean, miracles do happen. I do believe in prayer. I just, at this moment, I really don't, I don't see him coming. But I do know that if there is a chance, he's going to make every way to try to be there.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I really, to be honest with you, we would be selfish if we convinced him that he needs to go because he could have a relapse in New Hampshire. And
absolutely.
At least he's with his wife right now.
Yeah. All the prayers
go
to Ronnie right now.
Out and, y'all, I mean, I tell you what, I mean, this is, I mean, I know it's a tough time. It's a tough time for everybody. But if you can come out and be a part of it, Friday night is going to be awesome. We're going to play games. We're going to interact. We're doing a raffle. We're doing the Christmas parade still Saturday night, doing a band Saturday night. Sunday, we're doing the luncheon. where Finger Foods and Santa Claus and I just Toys for Tots means so much to me, guys. I told you last year, I mean, for me, having kids myself, and then, you know, having to use Toys for Tots when I was little, this is a great organization. I believe so much in it. I put so much heart and energy in it because I want the kids to have a Christmas. And because it's not the kids' fault, because the economy is bad, ladies and gentlemen. And I just, you know, if you can, I mean, if you want to donate $5 can buy a toy. You know, that's $5 that, you know, you might, one day of lunch at McDonald's. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, we want your participation. And especially this year, I want to make sure that 2010 is successful. And I need your help. We need your help. The kids need your help. So please, find in your hearts to please find a way. Tell your friends. Go on Facebook. Advertise it for us, even if you can't be there. Tweet it. Do whatever it takes to get people there. And, I mean, it's a great charity. And I'm going to get off my soapbox, and I need to attend to my kids. But I love you guys.
Hey, Cowboy.
Yes.
Hey, Cowboy.
Yes, baby.
Mama Costa had so much fun last year, and she loved the whole parade. She's coming back this year.
That is awesome. I cannot wait to see her and give her big hugs and kisses. And
it's her birthday today.
Today's her birthday. Well, happy birthday, Mama Costa.
Yeah, we're going to go have cake for her in a few minutes. So
I
let her know she's
her
super excited to see you and to see Panther. I didn't want to tell her about Ronnie because I had told her that Ronnie was going to be there. So I don't really want to say anything to her on her birthday because I just found out about it. So I'm just going to let her know.
And that's another thing. And that's another thing I just want to say, guys, is, you know, we're going by rumor on, you know, some of the house guests because they have not contacted us. And there is one special little girl who's very upset because there's a certain someone that's not coming and has not even notified me that she's not coming, but I had to tell this little girl that she wasn't coming. So we need to, you know, come and lift the spirits of these kids that were hoping on certain house guests.
Absolutely. And, you know, I mean, there's nothing that Panther and I have did to, you know, try to get people's hopes up. You know, the thing is,
except
these people did confirm.
It.
And, you know, and I'm not talking bad about these people because things happen. You know, I don't want the fans to be upset with us because we have busted our tails end off, and we're not giving up. We are continuing to go forward. We're lifting our heads and our spirits up, and we're going forth. I fly out on Wednesday, and we're going to make this very successful. I really believe in it, and I hope that y'all believe in it as well.
Absolutely.
I'm back, just to let you guys know. I don't know what the fuck happened.
I didn't know you were gone.
Ron, do you have me up on the line?
What?
I didn't know.
Jeff.
Is this Jeff?
Yeah, just been picked up. I told her.
Oh, what the hell?
No, this is Cherry.
No,
oh, hi, Cherry.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Cherry.
Hi, Cowboy.
I thought
hi, Panther.
Gonna,
hi, Jeff.
I thought Cherry was going to tell why I dropped off.
Well,
no,
I didn't want to interrupt. Cowboy was
speaking,
and I didn't want
to
interrupt
right
him. He was doing a good job on talking for Toys for Tots, and I didn't want to interrupt
yes.
him, so.
Yes, okay.
Oh, so you guys didn't even miss me?
I read in the chat room that you
Oh, no, me. Honestly, like, I'll say one thing. There was a lot of support going on right now, so I was, like, barely trying to say anything because it was, like, you know, it's really for a good cause. And he had the floor, and he was taking it well. I'll just tell you that.
Yeah.
Very good job, and that's why I wanted to wait for him to do it.
Yeah,
like Cowboy
I,
was doing a good job
to.
On talking about Toys for Tots, and we were just letting him take the floor and roll with it. So.
Thank you. Well, I'm very passionate about this, and I just I'm not letting a few things make it where children does not have a Christmas.
Well, I have to say that Toys for Tots could not have better sponsors. The two of you, Michelle and Cowboy, have to be two of the most heartfelt sponsors that they could have.
Thank you.
I mean, we can feel it out here from your hearts. And
yeah, absolutely.
That's no lie. We can feel your heart and how much it means to you. And that means everything to a charity.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I want you, I wanted to just remind people that are listening to this that you know, if you can't wire money to, you know, Michelle for Western Union, and you can't PayPal money to Panther because you don't have, you know, sometime before Christmas, if you can't do it right now, you know, this weekend ain't the only time you can give to Toys for Tots, too. And I wanted to address that just to let you guys know. Like, you know, there's Toys for Tots in most dollar stores down here that you can buy a toy and put it in. So don't think because you can't do it right now, you don't have to, you know. And you agree with me, Panther, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, you want this event, but you want the main thing is that kids get toys. So make sure you give a give Toys for Tots everywhere. And I mean,
yes,
everywhere.
I mean, absolutely. You know, but what I was basically saying is, if you still was planning on coming, still come, no matter what.
Yeah.
I mean, that's who we're talking to. Yeah.
There's still two.
I'm trying to tell people that if they can't. I mean, if they can't, like, I can't come this year. There's no way I have a doctor's appointment and everything. But I'm not right now having the money, you know, but I'm going to go to the dollar store and I'm going to buy a toy and I'm going to put it in the box. You know what I mean? And that was something I was going to do.
So everything counts. Everything counts. So every time I go, I get one. So, you know.
And that's the thing is, you know, this economy is like it is. But you know what? If everybody started helping people and actually start giving a darn, this world would be a better place, and we will get back on top. And it's just, it starts, you know, locally, or it starts wherever. I mean, wherever you can help. And I just, you know, it's time to, you know, give back and help people more than yourselves. You know, quit being selfish. I know we all have our selfish pleasures. I love my Dr. Pepper. But, you know, if I put the money that I spent on Dr. Pepper and, you know, gave it to children in need or a local food bank, this world would be a better place.
You're such a sweetheart, Cowboy. I tell you
you
have the biggest heart in the world.
Dr. Pepper.
I want to hear from Jess.
I'm
going to
wrap up a bunch of Dr. Pepper and say, please don't shake.
Jess, you're up on the line, and I know you've been wanting to. You've been waiting for this forever.
I've been counting down for this since August. I am so excited. Like,
and she's
not
going injured and all.
365 days, Jess.
I know. I'm going to count that too. No, but like, I have a dislocated knee, and I'm still going. Like, nothing can slow me down. Like, why wouldn't I go? Like, I support this charity 100%. I went last year, had a blast. So why wouldn't I go this year, even though there's
and
a
you
long
only came for one day. You're here for
I
the
only,
whole thing.
Yeah, I only came for one day last year. But even though it's just two house guests, it's more time with them.
Yeah, exactly.
So everybody else, get your little butts up there. Or you're
Amen,
gonna
sister.
Me.
Amen.
That's right. So excited. Can't wait to see you, Jess. I'm super excited, girl.
I know. I have your present.
Oh, God. You are too funny. She's saying that every time. I'm like, what present? She's like, I got a present for you.
Well, we're going to have, like, matching ones, too.
Oh, okay.
But mine's bigger than yours.
I'm getting more information. I like this.
Yeah. But that's all you're going to know.
That's all I got. Okay, girl.
Yep.
Okay, I'm not going to push you.
You'll get it Friday.
I'm glad we're going to have a chat room so we can at least, those of us that can't be there, can at least kind of feel a part of it because
absolutely. We did it last year and everybody was kind of, you know, enjoying it and, you know, so hopefully I'm going to try and work on something else a little bit here and see if I can pull something
out. The only thing is I don't have the flip video that I had last year. Which I was
kind of
slacked on that. I should have, like, asked Real Player, but Real Player actually got in touch with me last year. But what I do is I do have that same kind of thing on my phone, so I'm going to try to do that. But like I said, it's probably not going to be during the parade. It's probably going to be more, like, in inside areas because that parade that we walk, it's really dark. So
it is very dark. Until you get right
down.
We'll be thankful for anything we get.
Absolutely.
Do you have your camera, girl?
Panther has a great camera that takes some great photos.
No, we're talking like more like video because we did a lot of video last year.
Can't you do video with your camera too, Panther?
I don't know.
Absolutely.
Can we do that, Panther? Oh, cool.
Yeah,
okay,
but it won't show up on the parade, though. That's the only thing. Everything I did on the parade last year came out way too dark.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, yeah. But the
flip video, you know how it has that spotlight on it?
Me and Kevin Campbell had the flip videos last year, but they have that spotlight.
Mm-hmm.
Where that's why I remember that. Me and Panthers don't
have
that.
Yeah, that's right downtown, but until you get downtown, it's too
yeah,
dark.
Downtown we'll be able to probably do some stuff, but as we're walking through the outskirts, it's like super, super dark. But we'll keep you guys informed. I mean, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a blast. It's going to be for a good cause. And we're all going to have a great time. So stay tuned. It's going to be exciting, I think. I know.
Oh, it's going to. It's going to because you and I will be there.
Yeah.
Hey. And I would like to.
And Jess, and Panther, and Alita. Hey, do you know if John is going?
John and Harlan will be here on Friday night.
Yay!
And they will be here for the whole weekend.
Ben's going to be here. Sarah's going to be here. I think I already said that. I'm sure there'll be a couple other people.
Dan was my second husband in Vegas.
I recruited two people, so they'll be here.
Yay!
And I know,
I
know a couple of other people that are coming, too. I mean, Taylor, I don't know if that's one of Jess's. I know she's coming, I think.
Yeah, just ask my girl.
And
we can't forget the famous queen of Mama Costa. Queen Mama Costa will be there.
So,
awesome.
And if you, especially if you're up in New Hampshire, probably Rhode Island, Massachusetts.
Boston, Rhode Island, Vermont, Maine.
Connecticut.
Even Connecticut.
Yeah.
Get up there.
We do have some
people
coming from Connecticut.
Yeah, two of my friends are.
So,
It's a lot of fun. It's a cool spot.
It's right on the ocean, so you guys can... what kind of weather? I mean,
it's not going to be, I don't think, any bad weather or anything, but it's going to be just kind of regular fall weather, right, Panther?
You know what? I haven't seen an extended forecast, to be honest.
It looks
with you.
Pretty clear. I just looked it up.
Yeah, I looked it up earlier, too, so I don't think it's
so. I mean, you can go by the ocean, no snow this year.
You can go by Farrah Fawcett's house and, right on the beach.
Last year, we went by Farrah Fawcett Major's house, and the house guests all made like they had guns in their hands and started posing, and we went to the beach and just, like, ran around. It was, like, 50, 60 degrees the first day that they all flew in, so we all went to the beach and had a good time. And
yeah. Yeah, right near Maine, where you can get the best lobster probably in the world. And then you could also go to Boston if you wanted to for the night. It's 30 minutes away, and, you know, it's beautiful. So
Boston's
a
lot to see.
We lost Cowboy, and
he
had a minute left.
Okay.
We can say goodnight. Come back tomorrow night, Tuesday night. At 10 p.m. Actually, I was going to tell you guys on Sunday, if you guys want to call in on Sunday night to give us a little report, you know.
I will be there, but...
I mean, I was thinking, like, Panther, if you get Cowboy, maybe if you
want
to...
Yes, definitely, for sure.
For 5 minutes, just give us a little report, what happened and everything. Me and Louie will invite you guys to do that on Sunday. Monday we'll probably have Michelle's talk, you know, Michelle will, you know, be back with us at
7 p.m. So,
yep.
And then Thursday is Survivor Nights. So don't forget the other shows. And Michelle, say goodnight.
Good night, everybody. And I just want to say one more time, happy birthday, Mom, and thanks for everybody who called in. And like I said, make sure you guys, if possible, go to Toys for Tots or get in touch with me or Panther. Or if you can't get in touch with me or Panther, Ron, if you guys want to contribute some toys or money. Okay.
And,
love you guys.
And Cherry, make sure you, you need to give me, or you guys need to give each other, I need to get Cherry's
address. Cherry, can you email me your address?
I will.
Okay. Do you have
okay.
my email address or my Facebook?
Yes,
or can
I do.
You DM me on Twitter?
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, doll.
I will. Thank you, sweetie.
Thank you so much, guys. Love you guys and kisses to all.
Love you. And Panther.
Love you, Michelle. Take care, everybody.
If you get any good news, let me know tomorrow. Or Thursday, too. So I could pass it along to people.
Hey, there is good news. Sarah's coming tomorrow.
Yay!
Oh. I know. Don't talk about it. I kind of... Never mind.
All right, guys.
I like
have
to come
a good
up.
Night.
Good
have
night.
Have a good night.
Night.
Love you
good
guys.
Good night, everyone.
See y'all tomorrow. 10 o'clock. Fun show. Always fun.